Protests continue in Michigan, where the state legislature today has given final approval to anti-union legislation. The Michigan House has approved a bill that will keep unions from collecting mandatory fees from workers they represent under collective bargaining agreements. This would make Michigan a right-to-work state.
Joining us now live to talk more about it, CBS's Jeff Gilbert, who's in Lansing. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Sure, thanks for calling.
What's the scene like out there now?
But right now it's calmed down a little bit. They had as many as 10,000 people surrounding the state capitol earlier. Now probably about 2,000 are left here, and many of them around an office building where the governor has his office. It's kind of a standoff. They've got uniformed state police officers in riot gear guarding the front of the building and protesters standing there chanting, and it seems like the police are just trying to let the protesters yell and defuse things. So it was a loud protest, but other than a few small incidents, it wasn't a violent one, or at least hasn't been one yet.
You know, we have the perception, Jeff, that Michigan is very heavily unionized, yet they pass a right-to-work bill in Michigan. Talk about the politics of that and how that has affected the state. This is a state that voted for President Obama.
Yeah, it's a state that voted for President Obama, but most of the president's support was in the Detroit area, the southeastern part of the state, and a couple of other urban pockets around the state. The vast majority of the state outside of Detroit in these urban areas is Republican. So you've got this division in the state to begin with. So that has given the Republicans a majority in the state house, and you've got a moderate Republican governor who just last week said he would support right to work after earlier saying it wasn't on his agenda. So this came about fairly quickly.
So the protesters there must feel as if they're just able to express discontent but not change anything.
At least at this particular point, a lot of them are talking about recalls and changes at the ballot box and court challenges. So we'll have to see where it goes from here. The experts that I talked to say, for the most part, right to work probably won't affect already unionized workplaces like auto plants. But where it could affect, particularly a union like the UAW, is in efforts to recruit new workplaces and unionize them. And Michigan's unionized workforce is about 17.5%.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
CBS correspondent Jeff Gilbert from Lansing, Michigan.